Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today on this live Wednesday edition, the 28th day of May, 2008. I rarely go to the shopping mall, but I wanted to clock radio at Sharper Image. And so I went over to the mall, and I walk into the mall, and playing over the mall speaker system is the Flowbots. And I thought, man, that's interesting. We set them up for the show last week, and they're scheduled on the road to be joining us today, coming up later in the broadcast. They have songs with titles like There's a War on for Your Mind and talking about fighting the New World Order. Very interesting. I know the founder of it is from Texas, but my producer hasn't asked them whether we influenced them or not. We'll find out. But going over the lyrics, it's just amazing. If they weren't influenced by this show, they were influenced by somebody who was influenced by this radio show. But we will certainly find out coming up, ladies and gentlemen, here in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, let me tell you about some of the other guests that are coming up on the show today. MC Johnny Five, founder of the Flowbots in 30 minutes. Rex Stevens, who works in the education system in Texas. He'll be going over how if you fall asleep, you are criminally charged. If you are late to class three times, you're criminally charged, though there's no law. That's not an absence. Doesn't matter. The government's lawless. Jim Tucker will be popping in as we accelerate towards Bilderberg next Thursday and Friday. I'll be on site in Chantilly, Virginia for that. And then economist, corporate analyst Charles Carlson in the fourth hour on the economy today. So that's a rundown on what's coming up. In news, the media is reporting there's a big exclusive. Scott McClellan, son of the little corrupt corporate profiteer, Miss Strayhorn. She's had like 10 husbands. I always forget her new name. It's new every few months. He has come out and said that President Bush was a propagandist. It was all lies. They knew it was all lies. And they're acting like, you know, this is an allegation he's making. We have the White House memos. We have the Downing Street memos. We have the CIA assessments. We know they premeditatedly lied. When is the government not lying? When is Hillary not saying that she was shot at in hardcore combat in Bosnia? When is Barack Obama saying his grandfather liberated Auschwitz, which was liberated by the Russians, by the way, or then it was his uncle, and then it was all a lie? And Ronald Reagan said that, too, when he was never in combat. I mean, they lie, 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 lie. We have a group of liars that run our society. They do what they want when they want, and now they've gotten so greedy, they're taking everything. And all their lies are compartmentalized. I mean, the government's been caught in millions of lies, committing all these crimes, doing everything you can imagine, every sector of it, but still we say, oh, the government's not tyrannical, and don't bash the police. The police are just the power arm of the crooks that run things. And now they're getting more and more corrupt and more militarized and arrogant and hateful. And we're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let me give the cops a newsflash. You're drinking the poison fluoride water. Your kids are taking the mercury shots. You're having your dollar devalued. You're in the same boat as us. There's also talk of cocaine in Bush in McClellan's new information. I mean, folks, I won't even talk about this stuff because there's a few things I'll have them send a hit team down here. But it's well known all over Texas where Bush is partying. But this guy is he would go to parties so coked up, so drunk that he had to be carried out every night. I mean, this is who Bush is. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper, even when the paths are all crooked. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone. On the telephone. Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.
results of a laceration. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. Through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust. In a holocaust. In a holocaust. In a holocaust. In a holocaust.
All right. They're scheduled to be on with us later. You never know these bands, they'll be on the road. You know what's amazing? Universal is putting this out, and I got approached by Universal about 6 months ago wanting to put all my films out, and I just said no because I don't trust them. But they're putting this out, and that shows they're just caving in to the anti-New World Order sentiment because it is viral. It is what the people are waking up to everywhere. This song, by the way, is number one on multiple charts right now, and it just came out 3 weeks ago. And they got a bunch of other anti-New World Order music, and it shows the face-scanning cameras, the riot police, all of it, how they're poisoning you with the vaccines, put out by Universal. Maybe I should have rethought that Universal contract. But all those other talk show hosts that hate my guts and are jealous of me, eat your heart out. You'd love to have Universal offering you that, wouldn't you? But see, that's rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones says no. Because I am not going to be under anybody's control, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue my work, and I am not going to ever stop. But very, very interesting to see Universal put that out. But I know they've got a label that is doing that now, and it's basically all anti-New World Order films, music, because that's the future. I mean, they cannot resist it. Scott McClellan has come out and admitted a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of criminal activity by the Bush administration, is claiming he didn't know. Those are rats leaving the sinking ship. The New World Order itself is attempting to claim that Bush did all of this on his own. You see, Bush had memos written ordering the military to sexually torture small children. And I'll say this every day. I can't get over it. It's not fun being right when you're talking about potential Holocaust. It's not, and it is a Holocaust in Iraq, but potential here. It's not fun standing up against hardcore killers who enjoy it. It's not fun being right all the time. It's not fun knowing what's really happening. It's not fun realizing that these people are from another world, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. I mean, they really do put sterilization compounds in your water and your food in the air. They really do put toxic poisons in your water in the air. They really did know in the 40s when they started it that it was going to hurt you, and it came out in Congress. They did it anyways. We really are dumbed down and blunted and dulled. This really is happening. And they get these poor guys out of the military who even mean well. They send them through federalized police academies, federalized standardized training. They put them out on our streets. They condition them that if we talk back, taser us, beat us. You know, you can put anybody in prison you want just because you don't like them, like the Flobots say. But you don't understand, Bubba. You don't understand, sister, that you are under the very same attack we're under. You see, this the curtain is falling on the United States. The curtain's falling on our currency. It's falling on our jobs. It's falling on our IQs. It's falling on our health. We are in the grip of genius psychopath scientists who have been contracted for at least 100 years to set up this society by the ruling elite. 100 years ago, Europe and the U.S. had been captured by the private banking establishment. Between 150 years ago and 85 years ago, if you want to get technical, but they had pretty much control 100 years ago in this country, total control 100 in Europe. And they were smart. They said, listen, we've studied other elites, how they only usually stay in power a few hundred years maximum. We want our family dynasties to never be kicked out of power. How do we do it? And they went into the top universities that they were already financing, in England, in Germany, predominantly, somewhat in the U.S. and Russia. And they said, we want you to figure out how people operate, how they tick. They already had manuals on it going back to Caesar and before that. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, had Sanskrit, you know, on how to do it. Hieroglyphs, basic ones. And they said, we want you to codify the final revolution, total, full-spectrum dominance of the human species. We want to know how it all works, how to control them, and finally, how to kill the majority of them. And they said, well, we'll have wars, we'll have famine, we'll have staged events, we'll sterilize. And people said, well, they didn't do a very good job. We've gone from a billion people 100 years ago to 6.5. Well, yeah. But the point is that they sure as hell have been killing us and waging war on us. And now they've gotten it finally honed down. Listen, I'm not joking around with you people in government. You understand I am putting my whole life on the line. I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about. Dear God, please listen to me. Get past your mindless power trips in CPS or the police department or the sheriff's department or the bureaucrats or the engineers of this thing. The Washington Post Sunday had a front page story admitting the Bilderbergs run the world. Like, what was the exact headline? Something like, they rule. I covered it yesterday. I just can't handle it anymore. The South American Union was just founded last week, and I was on two talk radio interviews this morning, and one of the shows was saying I was making it up, that didn't exist when it was in AP and BBC. They have preconditioned you to deny. They told you, you know, when you see this come, it doesn't exist. It's kind of like telling some guard at an ancient gate, at a citadel or a keep, a fortress, a castle, a stronghold, a Bastille. It's like coming to them and saying, now, when you see big siege engines rolling up and enemy armies and, well, first, if you see smoke on the horizon and dust doesn't exist. And then if you see the siege engines come over the hill and the enemy's campfires, those don't exist. And when you see them with a battering ram hitting your front gates, I mean, you know, they shut down the castle guard and they told them it doesn't exist. And so now they're ramming our front gate. It's splintering. We've got enemies within the gates, stabbing the guards, opening the front gates. This huge horde is pouring in. And you're still standing around saying, well, the media says it doesn't exist. Dear God. You know, I had some woman fax me. They were actually too ignorant to find my fax number, even though it's online, or my email. They sent it to the Genesis. And it says this. Listen to this. Somewhere I see you're connected to the Alex Jones show. I can't find the address for him. He has a right to his opinion. Listen to this as doublethink. I could spend 10 hours just on this letter. He has a right to his opinion, and they go on to say I don't. But when he has young, gullible listeners that are running their children's health and could lead to death, see, they're running their child's health, the government needs to, it has to stop. I have a granddaughter born with immune system deficiency. She has to be protected. Oh, they love all these new immune system designations they give so they can kill you with the drugs. However, her parents say Alex Jones says shots cause autism, etc. No, Alex Jones doesn't say it. Thousands of studies, and the government now admits it. I'm going to come back and finish this. Then she threatens me and says that she's coming after me if the child dies. Hey, I don't make you do anything. I'm not the government, okay? I'm just going to tell you that I don't vaccinate my children, you twit. Don't you threaten me, you scumbag, anti-American filth. We'll be right back. I'm trying to save people's lives. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protect a Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protect a engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protect a Fuel System treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Don't know how to be but angry. Feel infected like we got gangrene. Please don't let anybody try to change me. Me, just me in the middle of a sea full of faces, full of faces. Some laugh, some sound.
Lobot scheduled to be joining us. Got a number one song out. Bullet cases. Just exploded out of nowhere. Anti-New World Order music. Got songs like Rise, We Are Winning, There's a War on for Your Mind. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this fax that Genesis got from this lady. It says, so where can I see your connection to Alex Jones' show? I can't find address for him. He has a right to his opinion, but when he has young, gullible listeners that are running their children's health and could lead to death, it has to stop. I have a granddaughter born with immune system deficiency. She has to be protected. However, her parents, seeing Alex Jones, says shots cause autism, etc. Well, according to her doctor, if she gets measles or any other childhood disease, she could die. And I would hold you and Alex Jones responsible for murder. She can't have my free speech because I'm murdering people now. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years, actually, for our human development of the species, man. We've not just started drinking water hundreds of years ago. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years, and we have not died. Yeah, but they haven't been adding high levels of sodium fluoride that attacks every organ and retards in hundreds of the studies. Thousands show IQ reductions, but hundreds, the average is about a 20-point reduction in the average Homo sapien from about one part per million over a five-year period during brain development. So I'm not saying humans shouldn't drink water, idiot. I'm saying they shouldn't drink it that's had sodium fluoride and estrogen and Prozac added to it. And yes, in Dallas and other cities, it's been in the news that it's higher than it should be just from sewage leakage, and it's being found in water supplies that are not connected in any way to sewage. You understand it's being added, dumbass? Excuse me. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. This is a family show. I need to control myself. I'm trying to save you, you idiot! And you threaten me. They threaten me at the end with murder charges, basically. I will hold you and Alex Jones responsible for murder. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years and have not died. How stupid to say our government is killing us with poisoned water. God help you, fool. We all know Bush is a moron who has ruined the world. So they throw in like this is some left-right thing. Hey, Bush doesn't run anything, lady. But each person is responsible for their own lives. That's right, I got my free speech. And where else, in what country, can one say what they feel like saying about government and not pay a penalty? Well, they're trying to get rid of our free speech. I saw like five more videos last night of cops pulling up people with Ron Paul signs on street corners saying you're not allowed to do this. And they go, why? And I go, you can have tax preparers out advertising, dressed up in Statue of Liberty. You can have anybody with sandwich board signs advertising hamburger places. But they pull up and say, no, you don't have free speech. And the cop goes, just like you can have a gun at your house, but I can have one on the street and you can't. Which, by the way, you can on the street. And the cop says, I'll arrest you if you have a gun out here. Just like I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave with that sign. See, I mean, well, why could we have a sign out before, but now we can't? Because we're turning into a police state. Because our freedoms are being destroyed. And you're criminals when you do that. And they don't care how many lawsuits they lose. The cops keep doing it because they've been ordered to. And where else in what country can one say what they feel like about saying about the government not pay a penalty for it? Opinion is one thing. But for this guy, and it goes on, he has to stop telling people not to give kids shots. He's going to have a lot of dead kids on his conscience. Mrs. Stone, I'll leave her first name out of it. Mrs. Stone, listen. It is admitted that we've gone from 1 in 25,000 autistic children two decades ago to 1 in 68. That was 3 years ago. The new numbers came out last year, 1 in 86. And it is an over-reporting of autistic-like brain abnormalities and neurological problems. I've taken my children about one movie a year. I took them to see Ratatouille, and I'm telling you, there were probably 200 people in the theater, and 30 of them were autistic. And, I mean, huge wings of every school now just filled with them. And the government admits they finally had to, and their own documents came out in 2000 where they covered it up. They know it causes it. They put it in there on purpose. Now, does your corner doctor do that? They don't know. Okay, this is called eugenics. It's in the eugenics documents. It's in my film Endgame. They put it in there to hurt you. Now, the average person only gets a certain IQ reduction. But with some boys, their blood-brain barrier isn't strong. It burns right through and eats their brain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream
of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Congress and President Bush will not close the border with Mexico? Why is this? Many Congress people know the plan for the North American community that will merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one of the 10 global groupings of nations to form a one-world government. This is also why sanctuary cities have been established for illegal felons called aliens. Make no mistake about it, it's an invasion of America without a shot being fired. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, so let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from laceration, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite.
That's amazing music. I've been listening to the whole album on iTunes for the last couple weeks, and I love the issues they talk about. A War on for Your Mind is one track. Rising, Rise, We Are Winning. That's the type of things they talk about. And we've got the founder of the Flowbots, Johnny Five, on with us. The other MC is Briar Rabbit. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. And they are out on the road loading on the tour bus right now. He joins us from a parking lot out there. We appreciate Johnny Five coming on the show with us. Johnny, congratulations on your song soaring to the top of the charts.
Oh, thank you so much. We're our heads are still reeling from this. It's hard to believe it's actually happening.
Well, you've really exploded. Tell us a little bit about your band, how long it's been around, and what really motivates the lyrics and the powerful mix of different styles of music that people are really enjoying.
Absolutely, yeah. We started in January of 2005, so a little over 3 years old. And, you know, we've just been working really hard those whole 3 years, just, first of all, just to blend a few different musical styles. You know, the six of us are all coming from different perspectives musically. We have, you know, two MCs, and we have a viola player, you know, a guitar player, really funk-influenced, and then bass and drums, influenced by a lot of bands like Tool and the Chili Peppers. So we take from a lot of different musical genres and try to, you know, cook up something that everyone's going to enjoy.
Now, I was talking to you during the break, and you said you had heard of InfoWars, but you didn't know that much about it. But particularly, I'm just wondering, because I love all the nomenclature you guys are using about truth rising, and terms like, you know, resistance is spreading, you know, victory, you know, is assured if you just fight back and stand up. And you're talking about this whole global system. What formed your political and socioeconomic perspective? You know, I mean, what basically molded you, Johnny Five?
Yeah, well, I can kind of speak personally. I grew up in a church that was real connected to social justice, and it wasn't even until years later that I realized how much that had influenced me. But this is a church that's inclusive, you know, that's welcoming of all people of all orientations. It's, you know, had folks who had been refugees, Nicaragua, who were staying there in the church in the 80s. And so it was, that whole backdrop was just there as I was growing up. But I think that's really what influenced it, the sort of sense of that that's what your kind of our call is to do in our lifetimes, is to kind of speak up for those who are poor and oppressed and in those types of situations. And I think in college, it just kind of, it grew legs. Some of those impulses led me to be in Seattle for the World Trade Organization protests, and that was a real formative experience, too. And then in more recent years, just working with different community organizations that are trying to implement things on a more neighborhood, local level, that's really where I think my heart is now, on each person being able to do something, you know, regardless of what's happening systemically, making the community stronger, making ourselves stronger as individuals in our relationships, helps us fight some of the larger battles and think through and talk about some of the larger issues.
Who came up with that song title, War On For Your Mind? There's a War On For Your Mind.
Well, the concept of the album was Brer Rabbit's, the idea that, you know, let's make an album called Fight With Tools. He was, you know, he saw this World War II propaganda poster that said Fight With Tools, and the idea was, you know, use your kind of industrial skills to contribute to the war effort. And he thought, what is the war that's happening today? And of course, this is, you know, further towards the beginning of the Iraq War, and it really is this kind of war propaganda, war culture that we're being inundated with. And he thought, you know, that's the war right now that we need to fight, is this war for our minds, for kind of free thought. And so that was his imagery and his concept, and then we formed the album around that.
Well, it's amazing. Maybe we can have Brer Rabbit on the show sometime. Tell us where you're from, Johnny Five.
I was born in Dallas, Texas, and lived in Nacogdoches for a brief stint, and then came up here to Denver, Colorado, lived here the rest of my life, except for about 7 years in Rhode Island. And so I'm from Denver, basically.
That's just amazing. I mean, your band, I never heard of it until a few weeks ago. I guess everybody else, I mean, most people hadn't either. It's really taken off. I know that quite a few of your songs are going up the charts right now. In fact, I'm rarely at the shopping mall, but I was there last night, and I'm walking along, and I'm listening to the Flowbots over the mall speaker system. I wonder how the establishment is, and I believe Universal's putting you guys out, I wonder how they're meshing with your anti-establishment message.
Well, this is the thing that's really interesting for me. You know, I don't know if I would quite – I know we have a lot of anti-establishment sort of – feel to it, but I think when it comes down to it, we're pushing for certain things. And, you know, personally, one thing I'm really trying to push for in the album is nonviolence, and nonviolence not just as the absence of violence, but really as an active force in society. And especially right now, with sort of public sentiment turning completely against the war, I don't really feel like there's a I feel like a whole lot of people are on the same page, and what you know, the to-do items right now, the checklist right now is about galvanizing this all into a direction so that we kind of come to a full, complete consensus, you know, publicly and as a nation, that this was a bad idea and we need to find new ways so this mistake does not get repeated. And so I think you're seeing that with the election, you're seeing that with, you know, Vote for Change and all that messaging and that response. And I think that's part of a lot of what our music is about, just saying, you know what, you know, we're going to use whatever platforms we can find. If Universal Music Group, you're going to support us in this effort, that's great. That's more people we can reach. And, you know, we have a nonprofit organization that also helps back this up with an infrastructure that we're creating right now.
Well, I got to tell you that I am just very impressed with what the Flowbots is doing. Break down some of the titles of the tracks and I mean, really the message of some of the other tracks, not just the Handlebar song or the others like War On For Your Mind.
You're saying, where did they come from?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're saying, well, they're somewhat, not even political, but like social message. But, I mean, this is a really strong message. Tell us about the animation that we see in the Handlebar song. Who did that? That's just amazing.
Yeah, sure. That was a group called Dirty UK. And, you know, Universal actually, you know, fielded several treatments, and we took a look at the different treatments the different groups have put forth, and you know, that was the one we liked the most. It's sort of, it's, you know, Cain and Abel, sort of modern retelling. And then they worked pretty independently, but we gave them some input along the way. And one thing that was real important to us is that neither side, you know, this is a story. This is a story that is ultimately a tragedy, because these two brothers, end up, you know, on opposite sides of these kind of human created divisions, and then they, you know, there's violence at the end, one kills the other. But we were really trying to show at the end that it wasn't, you know, good versus bad. You see the remorse on the side of the quote unquote bad, you know, bad guys, and then you see on the same token the hostility and violence that comes from the quote unquote good side. So
we're talking to MC Johnny Five from the Flowbots. A bunch of their songs shooting up the charts, the top of the charts. Handlebars, of course, the most popular. Getting into the war. I mean, we've been there 5+ years. We know they brought us there on lies. We know that the White House has been caught trying to stage UN plane shootdowns to start more wars. Now they want to go into Iran. Give me Johnny Five from the Flowbots' take on the war internationally, but also the police state here domestically.
Sure. You know, I want to give the caveat that one thing that's happened, I've also been working in schools the last few years, and I spent so much time either at the school in the day or doing rehearsals at night that I am a little more, I'm a little out of touch as far as the fine details on a lot of this. But, I mean, you know, we have a song, Iraq, where we try to just paint two pictures. In 2003, me and millions of other people around the globe organizing before anything had happened, saying, this is a mistake, do not do this, here's what will happen. They did it, and then it happened. So, and now people are saying, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? The question is, what do we do now? Well, there has to be accountability. There has to be, you know, this is a time where it's worthwhile to say, we told you so. This is exactly what we said would happen, and this is exactly why we opposed it, and you did it. So where's the accountability? Third graders have accountability in their classrooms. You know, if they do something wrong, they're held responsible for it. So even though it's politically unpopular, I would love to see impeachment. I would love to see something where we make a statement as a country to ourselves and the rest of the world that this is, that we made a mistake and we admit it. And I think maybe the closest thing we'll get is the election as sort of a referendum on that. But I also am really worried about Iran. I've seen some recent headlines. I haven't even gotten to read the article that there's...
Yeah, Israel, people inside the White House, two U.S. senators, they're talking about how the war's on in the next few months, a huge bombardment of a country who has no
Feinstein
nukes.
And one other... I'm sorry, I think Feinstein was one of them.
Yes, Feinstein and one other, one Republican, one Democrat. And on top of all this, that was in the Asia Times and then in Reuters, but on top of that, we have all this talk about how there's going to be terrorism here and the military is going to be policing the American people. Do you ever question you know, what's behind this terrorism and how it's been used to take our liberties?
You know, I do ask those questions, and I need to do some of the research. I need to watch some of the films. You know, I'm familiar with just sort of the Norwoods, Operation Norwoods.
Oh, you've heard of Operation Northwoods.
Yeah, Northwoods, I'm sorry. Yeah, and this is all stuff I need to, you know, brush up more on. But, I know the Project for New American Century quotes around, you know, what we need is a new Pearl Harbor. So, you know, I'm aware of all that, and you know, that's something I need to do more research on. But the bottom line is that we have to figure out how to prevent the next war. And if they're moving towards Iran right now, yeah, we need to look at 2002 and 3 and what worked and what we could have stepped up or we could have escalated. I think more direct action, more people, you know, doing kind of like what they did in San Francisco, but in advance, try to actually physically block the implementation of.
Well, I covered Seattle too, and I'm glad you were there. But did you know that the police actually hired provocateurs and then housed them, and that they staged some riots and then attacked the peaceful protesters? You were there. I mean, that's an example of provocateur. And now it's been in the major Canadian papers, and the police admit they dressed up to make the other protesters look bad and attack police so they could then attack the peaceful demonstrators. Just a few months ago, up in Ottawa and Montebello, did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that. I was I think I encountered someone I'm pretty sure was a provocateur in 2000 when I was it was protesting the Democratic Convention, and it was specifically around Iraqi sanctions. And the police had said, you know, don't climb the fence. None of us were climbing the fence. We were just kind of banging these, you know, cardboard coffins on the fence. And there was one guy with stocky guy with real long hair that started climbing up the fence. Police were saying, hey, you get down. And I went up and said, hey, that, you know, what are you doing? We're not escalating this. And he kind of couldn't look me in the eye and was sort of saying, oh, it's just, you know, I can't, you know, the thing they've been doing that for so long, I'm just so fed up with it. He didn't make any sense, and he didn't have any passion that I believed. And I felt like looking at him and saying, look, you're a cop, but it's, you know, I know that exists in Denver. We're thinking a lot about how to be productive and sort of a positive vision during the convention. That says this is more than coronation to the Democratic Party, and yet what's happening there is also a part of this, I think, positive move in the country. So I'm aware that all that, I guess I don't ever want to be debilitated by it. Because
they provocateurs.
I don't want to empower it too much.
Sure. Well, they provocateur to set the precedent to ban and restrict demonstrations. The feds trained some of the Seattle police. The others didn't know. They've trained core police all over the country and intelligence units to stage events with hired provocateurs or police dressed up as anarchists or demonstrators.
Right.
To then set the precedent for free speech zones and all of this. So this is the government staging events. They've been caught to then come in and restrict our First Amendment. And that's the essence of government-sponsored terror, or the essence of provocateur actions. And it's one of the greatest crimes against humanity to stage events so you can restrict people's rights.
Right. Yeah. I don't mean in any way downplay it. I think it's incredibly serious and needs to be taken seriously. And I'm glad that there's people who are working on that issue.
Oh, I totally agree with you. We really admire you. So you're going to be there in Denver. Coming up. Tell us about your tour you're on. I hear you're coming to Austin,
sure.
Texas. I'll probably come out and see you.
You know, I have a bunch of family there in Austin, Texas, and if they're listening here, I want to say hello to them. We'll be there. I think we'll be Austin three different times this summer. I know we're doing Bat Fest, but we'll be there before then too I don't know if the date's actually set, but sometime in late July. And, I'm excited because, I was born in Texas and have a lot of family there, and I know Austin has just an incredible.
Are you going to get booked for ACL?
You know, I don't know what that is, and I don't know if we are.
That sounds like ACL. Well, that's a big event. Well,
okay.
this is just exciting. I'm throwing out all my questions. Any points you want to make, MC Johnny Five, founder of the Flowbots?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we're really grateful to everybody that has happened. I mean, at every step of our kind of ascent on the charts, it's been because people responded to the song. I mean, and in some ways it goes without saying. But here in Denver, for example, it was a contest. It was a radio contest that got us onto the air here. And we don't fit neatly into the format that we're on. I mean, we're not really a rock group. We have rock elements, but all I do is write raps. I don't sing. And that's the song.
It's kind of like hip-hop, rock, spoken word, poetry, salsa, jazz. I mean, what would you say the different elements are?
I mean, I think hip hop is a primary element, and I think that the sort of alternative or alternative rock is another primary element. But we have classical. I mean, we have layers of strings and viola players named Mackenzie Roberts. Her sister's actually right here. Her sister's on the album playing cello. We try to blend everything we can just to make these songs that are hopefully powerful and move people.
Fire out the Flowbot website for the listeners listening all over the world right now.
Absolutely. So Flowbot's website is flowbot.com. That's FLOBOTS. There's no W. But if you want to sign up for our street team and get involved in sort of the other side of things and put some of these messages into action, flowbots.org is both the name of the organization and the website. And that will take you to a page where you can sign up to be part of our street team. You know, a lot of bands have street teams that go out there, put up posters, pass out flyers, stickers on things. But our street team is really supposed to be an organizing tool where you can meet other people in your city that are, they want to make a difference locally.
Do you think this global corporate government is going to fail? I mean, if the resistance is rising, if we can't lose, if we just stand up and speak out, which I totally agree with that when you guys say that, what's the exact slogan you use?
You're talking about we are winning is the...
Well, I mean, I was listening to the lyrics just last night, and there was
right.
a line in there about as long. I mean, we can't lose if we just stand up. Just fighting back, we're guaranteed victory.
And I think there's two resistance is victory. I think was the line.
Resistance is victory. Absolutely, I love it.
And obviously, that can be interpreted a lot of different ways. What we're really thinking is, the other line is direct loved ones to the trenches. When you're talking about, sometimes I'll be sheepish about introducing all this to young people. having worked in schools, you don't want to give people...
Hey, don't be sheepish here, Johnny Five. Believe
well,
me, this audience is...
That's the thing. That's the thing is that I think when you're talking about an actual for your mind, you want every loved one to engage in it. You don't want to shelter anyone from...
You don't want people to be conned and manipulated and controlled, and it makes you angry
exactly.
to see people in the dark, not knowing there's a war on for their mind.
I got an email yesterday. We got an email as a band from an Iraq, from a troop. A U.S. troop is being deployed to Iraq. He said, I'm being deployed to Iraq in 2 months, and I want to thank you for your music, and I want to just say, please don't stop. We know that you support the troops, but I want you to know that the troops support you. And there's, you know, people think that we're naive, conservative, blah, 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 but that's not true. We're thinking we're critical of this. We're critical of the kind of military-industrial complex that's sending us. And, I mean, that email meant so much because... You know,
Johnny Five, we're about to break. Final segment with you. Look, we're online, too, right now. We're going to keep talking during the break.
A republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
It's been called the woman's lib movement or the feminist movement, but the greatest storybook calls it rebellion, witchcraft, and even Jezebel. Its story, that story of the woman Jezebel, ends with the dogs eating her flesh and lapping up her blood. The story of Jezebel in this country seems to have started with the song, Hound Dog, You Ain't Nothing But, and so many have become what a female hound dog is. To learn of the seedbed of the Jezebel spirit that is now in our land, one must unlearn what is not so. For example, so many think that in the Adam and Eve story, God told Adam and Eve they were not to eat of one certain tree in the garden. That's not true. It is not what we read in the greatest storybook. So many think that in that story, Satan deceived Adam and Eve and got them to eat of the forbidden tree. That's not true either. You'd better reread the story or go to anotheruntoldstory.com for the true story, what it really says in the greatest storybook ever written. When you do, you'll learn the seedbed of the ungodly, rebellious woman's lib movement that is in the land today called the Jezebel spirit. We tell it at anotheruntoldstory.com. Anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Come, you masters of war.
Yeah, to build the big guns.
Yeah, that build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
Yeah, that build the death planes. Yeah, that build all the bombs. Yeah, that hide behind walls.
Hide behind desks.
It'd hide behind this.
I just want you to know.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing. But build to destroy. You play with my world. Like it's your little toy.
We're talking to MC... Johnny Five, the founder of Flowbots. We're going to get him and Brer Rabbit on the next few weeks while they're on tour. Brer Rabbit wrote some of the songs like War on for Your Mind. I can't wait to hear where what influenced him for that. But I'm excited to know that you have heard of InfoWars.com, and it's just, again, to see this exploding. How old are you, MC Johnny Five?
You know, actually, Brother Rabbit just pulled up if you wanted to ask him that question.
Sure. Let's go over and talk to Brer Rabbit right now.
Let me have the phone over here. This is Brer Rabbit.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brer Rabbit, this is Alex Jones. I'm really a big fan of your art, your work.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Listen, with songs like There's a War on for Your Mind and titles like that and Rising and, We Are Winning and, what's the other term? Resistance is Victory?
Yes.
Where did you develop this nomenclature, these ideas? Because this is a near and dear to my heart, what you're saying and doing. I mean, it's of the same stream.
Oh, well, thank you very much. A lot of it was just like a combination of kind of using old slogans from actual like propaganda posters from World War I and World War II. And the other bit was like taking sound bites and stuff that we actually encounter in the media and trying to turn them back towards people making choices as opposed to being told what to do.
Amazing. So
kind of like a counter propaganda.
Yeah. Johnny Five was telling me he'd heard of InfoWars.com. Have you heard of InfoWars.com?
I'm sorry, what was that? Heard of who?
So you haven't heard of InfoWars.com?
Yes, I have. I just couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I was just curious because, no, I'm glad, but I was wondering because that's the slogan of my website, InfoWars.com, is there's a war on for your mind. And that's where I actually got that, was from a World War I poster, which was admitting, so I guess we all get it from the same place, which was explaining, hey, troops, don't, think about what the enemy's saying. There's a war on for your mind, and everybody should apply that. So is that what you're doing?
Exactly. And a lot of the actual imagery that we're using in that first piece, and there's a war going on for your mind, is we're actually just talking the kind of constant barrage that's happening for everybody's opinion. That, like, in the media, in every little bit, like, people are fighting for every bit of territory to take away your choice.
Amazing. So you and Johnny Five collaborate on writing the songs, or does he write one and you write another one?
Actually, most of our songs, we try to be technologically savvy, so most of the things are actually written on Google Documents. And what we do is we'll just, like, bounce back and forth with those ideas, edit here, edit there, come up with a new stream, new train of thought, and moving along.
So it's really just taking the terms, the propaganda terms that are out there and integrating it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man, impressive. What is it like to be as young as you guys are and to have exploded? I mean, you're supernova. A bunch of your songs are going way up the charts right now.
Yeah, Handlebars is doing really well. We're really excited to see how some of our other songs will perform because Handlebars is just one part of the message, and we really would like to get like some of the other songs like Rise. We're actually talking about some of the hope that we believe is in the equation.
I tell you what, Brer Rabbit, I don't want to abuse you and Johnny Five's time. We got a 70-second break. I want to just come back, talk to you for 5 more minutes, and say bye to Johnny Five. Is that okay, Brer Rabbit?
That is totally fine. Thank you for your time.
You bet. It's the Flowbots, ladies and gentlemen. And they are really kicking butt and taking names in the info war, and we salute them here at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.